says, "Mi moitzi miad mi." Who could take out the money from who? A case is like this. If the guy is a shchid merav, the guy is dying away, and he gives away all his property for a present, and then he gets well, so we say the matan is bottle. Because we say he only meant to give away the present because he thought he was going to die, so he doesn't need it anymore. But if he gets well, then we say it's a mekar, he never meant to give it away, and he has a right to keep all his property. But that's only if when he gave it, he was sick. Let's say if when he gave away the present, he was normal, healthy, then even though he gets dying sick later, he can't be chaser anymore. Because when he gave it, he was healthy, he meant to give it away. So let's say this person gave away all his property for a present. And a month later, the owner comes back to this person and says, "Listen, I was sick when I gave it to you, and now that I'm well, I want it back." That's what the owner says. And the other guy that has the present already says, "No, listen, you were well then, and you gave it to me, it's mine." So who do we believe? We don't have any eidim. What do we do? So the question is, "Mi maitzi miyad mi?" Who do we believe? So it says, "Who maitzi miyadam?" The owner has the right to keep it. He takes it away from this new person and wants to take away the present. B'loi raya, without any proof, because he's a muchzik in the money. He had a cheskes mori kamer, belonged to him before, well, then it probably still stays with him. To hain, but this people, the person who wants to get the present, ain't might see him the other, can't take it away, b'loi raya, without a raya. Since he's the one that wants to take away the present from the original owner, he has to bring a proof to say that the person was well when he gave away the present, and then he has a right to keep it. Tiva Rabbi Yaakov, that's what Rabbi Yaakov says. Rabbi Nosson says it depends. In Borihu, if right now when we see the owner, he's well and healthy, so then we'll say most probably he was well and healthy last week when he gave the present. Therefore, Olav Lahavi Raya, if he wants to still keep the present, he has to bring a proof that he was sick last week. Shoyah Shchimera, he has to bring the proof that he was Shchimera last week. But what's going to be if you're in Shchimera who? Let's say right now he's sick, he's in his dying bed, he's Shchimera. So then we say the way he is right now, that's most probably the way he was yesterday or whenever it was. Therefore, Aleim Lavaraya, Shibori Hoya, they have to bring a proof that last week when he gave the present, he was normal. So Huri Yisrael Machlekes here, do we say that the way he is right now, that's the way he was before? That's the way Rabbi Nosson says. And if Yaakov says, no, we don't look at the way he is right now. So Mora says, if so, name him, let's say, Rav the Yomek Rabbi Nosson. Rav says, he goes back to Rav Nosson, that whatever he is right now, that's the way he was before. Just like Rav says, since she's a begeris now, we'll say she was a begeris before. Say also, if he's sick now, we'll say he was sick before. If he's healthy now, he was healthy before. Or Shmuel the Yomek Rabbi Yaakov. And Shmuel that says, no, there's no proof in the fact the way he is right now, that's the way he was before. It's always a suffix, goes like Rabbi Yaakov. Therefore, it's a suffix how he was before. Therefore, the klal is, leave him by cheskes morikama, he has a right to keep it. So our answer is no. Omalach Rav answers back and says, Anod the Yom Rafiluk Rabbi Yaakov. I could go even according to Rabbi Yaakov Shita. And I'll tell you like this. Ad kind of up until now, like come Rabbi Yaakov, also Rabbi Yaakov didn't say over there, the equal of man to heaven, Momnachas Kosei. Why do we say the owner keeps it? Only because he has a cheskes morikama. That's a very strong thing. We can't take it away from him unless we have 100% proof. Avalach, minay nehem, gufachas kosei. But over here, by this Nara, this Isha, since today is the day she's supposed to change, so you can't say since she was a Nara yesterday, she's still a Nara today. Today is the end of the 6 months, today she's supposed to change. So therefore, Rav says, according to everybody here, that if we see a Begeris now, most probably she was a Begeris in the morning. Or Shmuel HaMashmuel says, no, nor the Yamri, I go also according to everybody. Afidul Rabbi Nosson, I could even go according to Rabbi Nosson. That even though we see her begaris now, it doesn't mean she was anything in the morning. So for the question then, why does Rabbi Nosson say if we see him healthy now, we say most probably he was healthy before? Because like this, Ad kan lo yikamu Rabbi Nosson hosom tikule alma becheskas brian kaima. Because people normally are healthy. So therefore, if we see him healthy now, for sure we should say he was healthy last week also. That's the stronger thing than a begaris. Because here it's a normal thing, normal people, most people are healthy. Whoever wants to take himself out of a cheskas, he wants to say he was sick last week, heavier lele suy raya. That's why he has to bring the raya. But over here, if she's taken herself away from the chazaka the way she was before she was an arrow. So therefore, could be she was an arrow in the morning also. Therefore, Shmuel says, even though the fact we see it to be a begaris later at night, there's no proof how she was in the morning. So, kids, it could be the machlokes Rav and Shmuel is not the machlokes between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Nosson. Now, the Gemara says, Naina still, let's say, Kani Tanoi. Maybe still the machlokes Rav and Shmuel still in another machlokes Tanoim. We learn like this: Kitcha Avia Baderech. If the father married off his daughter in the morning because he held she was a nara, he married her off. The Kitcha Asma Beir. Then that afternoon she married off herself in the city. Farehi Bageris. And we find it right now to be a Bageris. Yeah, this is nice. We find it right now to be a Bageris. That's the Shiloh. The father married her off in the morning because he thought she was an Ara. In the afternoon, she married off herself, and now we find it to be a Bageris in the afternoon. So what's the luck? Is the morning, which Kedushin is good? So Tony Chode, one Brisa we learned, Harehi Bageris Lefaneinu. We have Rav Svara, that since right now we look at her, we see she's a Bageris, she has some money, Bageris. So we say most probably she was still a Bageris, she was already a Bageris in the morning, and therefore the morning's Kedushin is no good, the father can't marry off anymore, only the afternoon is good. But Tan Yidduch, another Brisa says, no, Chayshina LeKedusha Shneim. We have to be afraid, maybe in the morning she was still a Nara. So maybe the father's Kedushin was really Chal. And maybe no, maybe in the morning she was already a Bageris, then the father's Kedushin means nothing, only the afternoon's Kedushin is something. So this one says as a Sophic, who is Mekodeshus? So my love isn't this, Chad Kirav v'chad k'shmuel. There's not much to machlekes Rav and Shmuel. That Rav says, since we find her now in the afternoon to be a Bageres, we say she was a Bageres in the morning already. And therefore the morning's Kedusha means nothing. And Shmuel says, no, even though we find her now to be a Bageres, maybe first now she became a Bageres. But maybe in the morning she was an Arav. Maybe the first one's Kedusha is Chas. We have a Sofik. So Chur, it's a machlekes Tanoim. Smurah says, loy, I tell you, no, maybe there's no machlekes. Maybe that's not the machlekes. Maybe both of these Tanoim really hold like Shmuel Svara. That even though we find her now to be a Bageris, maybe in the morning she could be a Nara. It's possible. So what's the Machlekes here? Kan b'machashtoi, kan b'shem machashtoi. There's no Machlekes. But the question is, does she argue or not? In other words, when she says that she was a Bageris in the morning, then we believe her. Then the morning's Kedusha means nothing. But when she doesn't say anything, then as far as we're concerned, it's a good doubt. Maybe in the morning she was an Ara still. So therefore, those Tanoim is no Machlekes. It's like this. It could be they both hold like Shmuel. Really, if she would keep quiet an Ara, we have a good Suffolk. Maybe in the morning she was still an Ara. So maybe the morning's Kedushin is Chal. Maybe not. When do we say for sure only the second one is Chal? When she tells us, the girl herself tells us, listen, I was already a Bageris in the morning. So she says so, then we believe her.
This tape is being sponsored by the Engel and Goldstein Mishpocho, Lezech and Nishmas, the father, Rabbi Victor ben Rabbi Chaim Avrom Olav Shalom. The limud of this tape should be a schus and an ilui for the neshama. All right, turn over.
So it could be this is not the machlekes Rav and Shmuel. So therefore, again, it's good, but the questions are, if it's a machlekes Tanoim, how come Rav and Shmuel is arguing over again? So we're answering, from these Tanoim, we don't see clear the machlekes Rav and Shmuel. It could be there, they're only talking about if she was machlekes, if she disagreed or didn't disagree. So now the Gemara says, maybe let's say also the same thing. Let's say, me the mas nisa leplegis, since in the Brisa there's no machlekes, maybe I'm a roi nami leplegi. Maybe there's no machlekes between Rav and Shmuel either. That maybe Rav only says that she's a Bageris in the morning if she says she was a Bageris. And Shmuel only says it's a doubt when she doesn't say anything. So now the Gemara proves no, that's not the pshat. Avada, they do argue even when she keeps quiet. The Tisbra, that's true that they don't argue. Ha Rabbi Yosef b'rei de Rav Menashe, mi devil from devil, ovad uvde kavos de Rav. He had a case and he paskan like Rav that the Kedushin in the afternoon is Chal and the morning's Kedushin of the father means nothing. And the Ikvet Shmuel got very angry at him. The Yomit said like this, Kula Yalma Kalele Bekava Zutam. Everybody, like, the Chokhma is in a small barrel. They're not such big Chachamim. Fahai, but this person, I'm with Rabbonim, this Rabbonim Midvil, this Rabbi Yosef, Bered Rabbi Menashe, Kayole Bekava Rabbi, he's a very smart person. He could put him into a big barrel. And still, he passed him wrong. So you see, Shmuel got angry. Now the question is, if you want to tell me, Leipligi, that really Rav and Shmuel don't argue, just that Rav only said as halacha when the girl tells us that she was a Bageris in the morning, Samaiko Makbid. How come Shmuel got angry? So since Shmuel got angry, it's a chloraya that it's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. That Rav, they're talking about even when she doesn't say anything. Just we know that in the afternoon she was a Bageris. Our suffix is, what was she in the morning? So Rav says, since she's a Bageris now, she was a Vada Bageris in the morning, and Shmuel says it's a suffix. So we see it's a machlokes. The Shati Beristas and that. Dilma ki Ovid Uvda for Machashtoi. That's the question this part. You want to say what there is no machlegas on my nik on my komakbin, Dilma ki Ovid Uvda Machashtoi. Maybe the other case was when she was Machish. So kids, this is a proof to say no that Rav and Shmuel do argue. Now the Gemara says, Omalei Mazutra al Rabashi. Hoch Yom Ramein. This is what Ramein has said. Hilchos Akavos to Shmuel. We pass him like Shmuel. For Ravashi Yom Hilchos Akavos to the Rav. No, we pass him like Rav. Hilchos Akavos to the Rav. The Gemara comes out, the Maskonah is passing like Rav. The Tosfos speaks out, even though usually it's Poshid, Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, we pass him like Rav by Surim. But yes, since there's a man the Yom that passes like Shmuel, the Gemara has to repeat itself and say, you should know, Hilchos Akavos to the Rav. We take a passing like Rav. So we say, since she's a Begeris right now, she was a Begeris in the morning, therefore the morning's Kedushin is nothing, only the afternoon. Now back to Yuchsin a little bit. Of a man left town and went with his wife to marry. He was in Eretz Yisrael first, and went to America. Then later, a year later, two later, he comes back with his wife with children now. For Yomer, the man says, this is my wife that I went with, and this is she. These are her children. In other words, them yucheses. Because most probably when they first got married in Eretz Yisrael, they checked out the yichus. So he's saying she's the same yucheses, and therefore the kids now also the cheskas yucheses that kind of can marry them. He doesn't have to bring any proof. Since this is the same wife, and he was already married with her before, he doesn't have to bring any proof that this is her, and that the kids are her kids. The Gemara says we're talking about where the kids are young and clinging on to the mother. That's a chazdokah to say that these are her kids. Therefore, we say these kids are Mucheses. What about Macy? Comes back and says, my wife died there in America. But Vielu Boner, these are her children. Then maybe Raya Labonim. You have to bring proof, Edim, that these are the children. We don't believe you. We have to have Edim that these children came from her. And then the Becheskes Mucheses can marry them. But Vieni maybe Raya Lisha. You don't have to bring proof upon the Isha. Because since she got married to her here in Eretz, they checked her out. And Masabi, she is Mucheses. What about the man says like this? The man left town. And he went to America, and he says like this, Isha noshati b'mdinas hayom. This is my wife that I got married to in America. Harehi zu, this is she. V'yelo boner, like now he's coming back to Eretz Yisrael. And he's saying, these are the children we have there. So in such a case, maybe Raya Isha, he has to bring a proof now that she's Mecheses. Because since they didn't get married in Eretz Yisrael, only in Medina Sayom, maybe he didn't take a Mecheses. We don't know what the Yichus is there. So therefore, you have to have Edus that she was Mecheses. But the ain't sort lovey rai alabonim. Again, since they're young children, they're clinging to the mother, so you don't have to bring a proof that these are her kids. That's the chazaka that these are her kids. What about Mesa? The man says, listen, my wife died in America, and I'm only coming back now with my kids, then sorok lovey rai alish of alabonim. He has to bring proof both. That first of all, that his wife there in America was in Mucheses. How do we know? And even if he brings the proof that the lady he married there was in Mucheses, who said these kids were her kids? Maybe somebody else's. So you have to bring Adam also. These are her kids. Omar Rabba Bar Ravuna. The Kulam the Kruchum Achreel. That's what the Mishnah says, the kids, you don't need a proof. It's only when the young kids clinging to the mother. They run around the mother. So that's a chazaka to say these kids come from her. Therefore, you don't need a chazaka. You don't need a proof. But if there be older kids that don't cling to the mother, it has to have Adam, for the kids are her kids also. Turn around, learn like this. The man comes back not there so and says, I got married in America. So maybe Raya Alisha, he has to bring a proof, this is his wife, but he doesn't have to bring a proof if the kids are young, but clearly, if he has bigger kids now, then he has to bring a proof that these kids are from her. Because since they don't cling to her, how do we know that's the real mother? Maybe the kids are on a Sufi. Maybe the kids you bought there. So therefore, we have to have proof to say that they're Mucheses. But the ain't so glovy right al ktanim. But if the young kids, you don't have to bring proof. But nezavim amurim. When do we say this? Bishachas. If you have only one wife, avo b'shtei noshim. If you have two wives there, then maybe raya alisha v'yalabonim. Then you have to bring a proof both that the isha is from Yecheses and that these kids depends which ones they are from. Al gedolim v'al ktanim. Even though you have young kids now and they're clinging to one wife, let's say you only come back with one wife, the other wife died there, so you can't bring a proof that these kids are her kids. Because maybe these kids are the other wife's kids. Just they're clinging to her because she raised them. So if you have two wives, then one kid is not a proof who the mother is. Because maybe they're clinging to the other one because she raised her. So then you have to have proof for both the Ketanim and the Gedolim to know exactly these are her kids. So then if you have a proof that she was a Mucheses, and we know these are her kids, then the kids are also the Cheskas Mucheses that Ketanim can marry them. Now, Amar Rashlaka, Rashlaka says,